Picture a very long, very large, carpeted room. Add a line of desks on both the walls, each with a computer. Draw in a couple students sitting at desks and creating video games. Finally, add a teacher. She's medium height, wearing jeans and a blue I2 camp polo, and her curly hair is pulled up in a bun. This is Erin McNally, one of four teachers teaching the digital game design class.
I am currently teaching video game design with Derek Breen. So we are building our own video games, which is pretty cool. We're playing a lot of games and getting some inspiration, and then we are using a software called Star Logo Nova and building the games.
During the school year, Erin is a librarian at a private school. She teaches young kids from pre-K to second grade.
I'm a librarian in a private school, so I teach library classes, and we do some research, we do a lot of reading, I do a lot of storytelling, I play music with them, and so I have regular classes that meet.
In the digital game design class, she helps the kids with debugging and supports them however she can. They love her.
One word to describe Erin would be enthusiastic.
Helpful. Intelligent.
Creative.
Interesting.
Kind.
Spunky.
Warm.
Erin loves teaching her students as much as they love her.
I didn't exactly realize it until I started working with them that they're on a completely different level than I really thought they would even be. So that's, I'm amazed by how brilliant they are and how quickly they're picking up the software. So that's been really neat for me.
I asked Erin what she does when she has free time.
I love to play music. I'm a guitar player, so I like to write my own music. I've always been interested in a lot of folk musicians. I love like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and more recent kind of folky, poppy like Brandi Carlile. So I like to write kind of like folky, country, poppy kind of music. I love to sing and make music is mostly my number one hobby, I would say.
To finish off the interview, I asked Erin to describe herself in one sentence.
I am happy to be alive. That's what I guess I would say. I feel really lucky because there's so many things to do and explore, so I'm just happy to be here.
For I2 on the Air, I'm Eugene Kim.